AI gets distribution. Codex on phones, Claude in small business, and Cisco's AI cost reset. Good morning. It's Friday, May 15th, and today's AI story is distribution with consequences. The biggest developments in the last 24 hours were not really about bigger models. They were about where AI is getting embedded, who gets access to it, and what companies are willing to rearrange to fund it. Coding agents are moving onto phones. Anthropic is pushing Claude into small business software and major institutional programs. Cisco is reshaping its cost base around AI and cybersecurity, and public markets are still rewarding AI infrastructure stories. First, OpenAI says Codex is coming to your phone. TechCrunch reports the coding tool is being integrated into the ChatGPT app in preview for all plans on iOS and Android. Users can monitor live environments, review outputs, approve commands, change models, and start new tasks from mobile. The signal here is that coding agents are becoming persistent systems you supervise from anywhere, not desktop tools you sit down to use. Second, Anthropic launched Claude for small business, and this is one of the clearest signs yet that AI vendors are trying to escape the chat window. On Anthropic's announcement page, the company says the package includes connectors and ready-to-run workflows inside QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, Google Workspace, and Microsoft 365. Anthropic says Claude can help plan payroll, close the month, run sales campaigns, and chase invoices, with the owner approving actions before anything sends, posts, or pays. That approval step matters. It suggests the practical model for business AI is embedded workflows, plus human sign-off. Third, Anthropic also announced a four-year, $200 million partnership with the Gates Foundation. According to the company, the package combines grant funding, Claude usage credits, and technical support for global health, life sciences, education, and economic mobility programs. Anthropic says part of the health work will include connectors, benchmarks, and evaluation frameworks for healthcare-related tasks. The bigger takeaway is that frontier AI companies are trying to prove public value deployment, not just enterprise ROI. Fourth, Anthropic and PwC expanded their strategic alliance. Anthropic says PwC is deploying Claude to build technology, execute deals, and reinvent enterprise functions for clients, especially in regulated industries. The company says some production deployments are showing delivery improvements of up to 70%, and PwC plans to expand Claude to hundreds of thousands of professionals while training 30,000 U.S. staff. Whether or not every claimed gain holds up, the direction is obvious. Major services firms are productizing AI transformation itself. Fifth, Cisco is showing the harder edge of the AI transition. TechCrunch reports Cisco is cutting nearly 4,000 jobs, about 5% of its workforce, to change its cost structure and invest more in AI and cybersecurity. On Cisco's official earnings release, the company also reported record quarterly revenue of $15.8 billion, up 12% year over year. Strong revenue is no longer a shield when management wants to reallocate toward AI capacity, security, and platform positioning. And sixth, the capital markets are still rewarding AI infrastructure stories aggressively. TechCrunch reports Cerebras raised $5.5 billion in its IPO, then saw the stock open at $385 after pricing at $185, a debut jump of roughly 108%. Even with volatility after the open, the message was clear. Investor appetite for scaled AI compute and hardware exposure remains very strong. So the unifying theme this morning is that AI is spreading outward into real operating environments. We are seeing it move into phones, bookkeeping systems, consulting workflows, public interest programs, security budgets, and the public markets. That is where the next round of value will be created, and where the next round of friction will show up too. If you build, sell, or invest around AI, the sharp question now is not just which model is best. It is which workflows are getting deeply embedded, budgeted, supervised, and trusted enough to become permanent. Business idea gem, build an AI approval and audit layer for SMB and mid-market back-office automation. The product would sit between tools like QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, and Microsoft 365, and the AI agents acting inside them, adding role-based approvals, audit trails, and insurer-friendly logs for payroll changes, invoice follow-ups, campaign launches, and document actions. Who pays? Accounting firms, outsourced CFO shops, SMB finance teams, and compliance-conscious mid-market operators. Why now? Today's news shows AI moving directly into business systems, but the winning pattern still includes human approval before money moves or records change. What makes it defensible? Deep integrations plus workflow history. Once a company's approval rules, exception patterns, and audit evidence live in one system, that data moat gets stronger with every transaction.